shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey, I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby, feels good. Hold me, baby. Love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine.
Hey, a little bit of Jerry Lee Lewis this morning, Friday. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. Thank you for that nice introduction, Paul and Tracy Allen. They always say nice things about the show before they depart. We appreciate that. I am Paul Molloy, along with my buddy Big Ed Davis. We thank you for joining us on this Friday, January the 8th. It seems like this year, seems like we've gone through about 4 months, doesn't it, with all the turmoil going on in Washington? It's just one thing after another. Holy Toledo. Anyway, we are glad you are here. We are going to be talking in a few minutes with Neville Kramer. He is a security consultant. Right now, he does a lot of security work overseas. With companies. He's a former INS agent, immigration and border agent on the southern border. We're going to talk about the attack on our Capitol and what can be done to prevent such actions in the future. What would he have done? What would he have done, right? So we'll talk about all of that with Neville. And meantime, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and a bunch of Republicans, a host of people, are calling for the removal of President Trump even before the inauguration. What is going on with that? What is going on with that? They can't wait for what? We only got about 13 more days, 12 more days. We're going to get some thoughts on all of that and some other events surrounding all of this with the proprietor of the Barber Poll. He must be really... I can't wait to hear what Andrew Ceresi thinks about the break-in at the Capitol building. That'll be a very interesting discussion, Ed. Anyway, we'll be talking with Andrew in just a little bit. And we're also going to be discussing the financial picture. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the stock market. Are we gonna see it implode now that all of the branches have got, not the, all the branches, but we got Congress and the White House in the hands of the Democrats. Is that going to affect your IRAs? Is it going to affect your mutual funds in the long run? We'll talk about all of that. And in our ultimate top 10, you know how people are leaving New York, right? And in New Jersey. Okay, we're going to give you the top 10 metropolitan areas that people moved to last year in 2020. What do you think they are? So stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by the best barbershop for my money in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza. That's on Overcash Drive. It is just north. You can walk it just north of State Road 580 in downtown or in Dunedin. Also, don't forget Good Morning Clearwater. Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., those guys brighten your day. These days, don't we need the brightening? Boy, oh boy, it's getting very dark in this country. But Paul and Tracy Allen start off your day, latest in news and entertainment. And by the way, they create beautiful banners and posters and flyers and business cards, all of that stuff, just like they did for me. You can call them at 720-330-3212. All right, my goodness. So Donald Trump finally goes on television last night, and he condemned the what he called heinous attack on the Capitol by all of those people that went in. I guess there was, I don't know how many people actually went in. Maybe there were about 60 people that went in. You would think that the entire entourage that assembled in front of the Capitol building went in. If you listen to some of these media pundits, It was a handful. It was a little salt and pepper sprinkling of people that went in. It was terrible. When I saw, for instance, somebody was using some long pole to break through the window of the Capitol building, my heart sank when I saw that. That was terrible. And then they had those security cameras inside. All I could see is one policeman scurrying around by himself for a while in there. And these, it's like when the people came through the windows and everything.
Right.
They didn't know what to do at that point. It was like, okay, now I'm here. Now what? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to, you know, you envision like in the movies, you know, how you get an angry mob, and then they take over the building, and all of a sudden, like at the end of the movie, if it's a good angry mob, they bring out the villain, you know, right. And everybody's happy. Okay. So a handful of people break into the Capitol building. They're running around on those waxed floors in the rotunda area, right?
Right.
And then they ran into some, I guess they ran into some, ran down the hallways and went into a couple, they went into Nancy Pelosi's room. And some character got into the Senate House chamber and went and sat in Nancy Pelosi's chair. You look real stupid, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, sitting there. I mean, it was a. It was a violation. There's no question.
Yeah, they have a clear picture of that. Who that was? That numbnuts actually took a photo.
You know. Yeah.
So
yeah,
that,
these
that
are clowns. Okay, these
that kind of helps.
Yeah.
But the early part, the rotunda in the beginning, those doors were open. So to me, I mean, you saw people just walking through there, and the rope lines were up. They didn't go outside the rope lines. They just walked in there. They had their flags. They were taking pictures like they were tourists.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. Now, there was a handful.
But there were some that were.
There was a handful that had an agenda. They wanted to cause problems. Those were the ones, if you look, the ones that broke the window and climbed through, those were the ones that were dressed in black and had the backpacks on, which is the same uniform type that Antifa uses for the Black Lives Matter. All those break-ins and looting and stuff like that, the people with the black on, the backpacks, they've got helmets on. I mean, they're ready. They're, you know, this. They knew what they were doing. I think they just wanted to just break some stuff. They weren't looking to hurt, I don't think, any of the people in there.
No, I don't think they were looking to hurt anybody.
So maybe they were just told just to cause some problems, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's no question. We can't downplay how terrible that was. But the same media that tended to ignore, for instance, the federal building being vandalized,
right.
They attempted to break into that in Portland. The hostage-held city of Seattle, where they took over a bunch of blocks and actually wouldn't allow other people in. That was treated like, well, that's okay. They're going to administer some justice, or they're going to, you know, it was.
And do you remember all that time?
There is no question. There's no question the media hates Trump. Let's just start with that. It hates Trump, and you're going to get their perspective on hating Trump through anything that happens. That's what's going to happen.
Do you remember all those times we talked about those riots and vandalism and all that, how during the election process that Joe Biden never came out and denounced it and didn't say bring it up or nothing? All of a sudden, you know, 2 days later, he's calling these people domestic terrorists.
Exactly.
Because of some broken windows.
Here's the thing. He wants, and I think the Democrats want to group every single person that seems to be have shown up there as ready to break into the Capitol building and do harm, which is a total misconception. There were a handful of nuts that went in. There was even one that might have been an Antifa guy. He claimed he was in there to document it. That's it. He used the word document.
There was no looting. There was no fires started. Nothing like that. Just minimal damage. Just enough to know that they were theirs, it seems, you know? Just enough to know, let people know that there was a little bit of a problem in there that could be, and it wasn't just people, you know, doing their protests.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to find out how we can best handle that kind of issue down the road. We're going to be talking with Neville Kramer, great security consultant, buddy of ours. He's been around on our show over the years, and I can't wait to talk with him, but we'll do that right after this break.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, huh, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Hello there, Tampa Bay. This is former NFL and college football coach Jimmy Johnson. Listen to the Kelly Kelly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can sure use the attention.
And this is former Major League Baseball player, Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. I also hope you listen to the Kelly Kelly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can darn sure use the money.
Hi there. This is Marine Wildlife Artist and Conservationist Dr. Guy Harvey. Please listen to the Kelly Kelly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They need to feel worthy.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Friday. I guess we're trying to clean things up, you might say, here on Freedom Works.
Yes, sir!
And delighted to have back, hey, this guy's been with us on our show since we started, Ed, back, and we started our show, believe it or not, here on Tantalk in 2004, January. So it's been 17 years, and Neville's been with us many times over those years. Neville, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Paul, congratulations. That makes me feel like I'm older than dirt.
Are you kidding? What do you think I feel like? What do you think I feel like, for goodness sakes? Anyway, it's always been a pleasure to have you. Neville is a security consultant. He goes overseas and he does a lot of work with companies with their security needs. He's been involved in the INS, Immigration Naturalization Services, down on the border. He's the author of a book called Immigration Chaos. We always, when things like this occur with a breach in the Capitol building, I can't think of a better person I'd like to talk with than Neville. So Neville, what went wrong? Why were they able to break through those windows, get in there, and do all that mischief?
Well, first of all, Paul, you'll have to notice that the chief of police, within hours of the end of this thing, finishing, he resigned. This was a massive underestimation of actually what was going on around the Capitol, and there's no way that the Capitol Police could have handled either the crowd or the security of the Capitol. They should have had support from some of the other police departments or even the National Guard before the thing ever started.
Yeah, and
but anyway, it's easy to blame Monday morning quarterback.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Why weren't they prepared for that, like you said? Why wasn't, for instance, so Donald Trump says, you know, I want you all together. We're going to get in front of the Capitol building and we're going to talk about this. And you know that he's going to rabble-rouse the crowd a little bit. That's just the way Donald is. You know, the election was stolen and this and that. Did you think yourself, before all of this, did you think, I wish that they had better security around that Capitol building? Did you have a premonition?
Well, they do a threat assessment, anytime they have any kind of gathering like this, the FBI, all of the law enforcement agencies, they get together and they have a threat assessment. And they take a look at whether they, the people who were involved in this were Antifa or they had previous times of radical activity. And they, for some reason, didn't feel as though this crowd was going to do anything like this. Now, whether they were infiltrated by people who were violent, we don't know yet. We haven't seen who got arrested. But this was just a miscommunication and a misunderstanding of how big the group was and how Trump was going to rile them up. I don't know. There's a lot of people that should lose their jobs for this because it's not just the chief of police. I mean, the FBI has certain responsibilities.
Yeah.
Capitol Police, Metro Police, the Park Police. They've got many organizations that get together and they do threat assessments on this and they failed in their mission.
Yeah,
the assessment was wrong.
They've already got, I think the Sergeant of Arms resigned. That's usually an honorarium, right? The Sergeant at Arms.
Yeah,
he resigned.
He's not really law enforcement. Well, they're all going to resign because
the Capitol Police chief.
Yeah.
Okay, so they do all of that, and then there's all the. I think one of the reasons that it was a little lax, quite frankly, is because typically conservative groups don't cause that much violence. Had it been a Democratic left-wing gathering, I think they would have been a little perhaps more on guard. I hate to say that, but I think, you know, past history is that the conservative groups tend to be a little bit more peaceful.
That's correct. That's absolutely right. That was probably part of the threat assessment. And I have to tell you on a worse level is this police officer that shot the woman. I know, I mean, I was the building that I was in when I was the chief of the training academy was on the third floor, and the second floor was the Capitol Police. And I know how their training goes, and I know what sort of training they have. And this police officer shot that woman needlessly. He was not trained to do that, Paul. He was trained that if the only time you fire your weapon to use deadly force is when your life is in danger, someone else's life is in danger. And on the firing range.
Yeah.
Those are the only three times.
Now you're talking.
He was not in any danger.
You're talking about this woman was unarmed. And
absolutely.
She was unarmed. I never heard the detail about why she was shot. Did he accidentally shoot her? He was trying to shoot someone else? Why was she.
No.
Why was she targeted by this guy? What did she do that he shot her? I think he shot her in the upper body or something.
Chest, I think.
Yeah.
He lost it, is what he did. He just got so excited that they were trying to break into the Capitol, and that he lost it. And he didn't use what he was trained to do. He should back off. He should get assistance. Now, if it turns out that she had a weapon in her hand, if she turns out that she was 3 feet away from him and had a knife or
right.
some kind of a stick and was trying to stab him, but that there's no
apparently
from what
not.
I saw, no, absolutely
okay.
not. That's bad news.
Okay,
and that's typical of some of the things that are happening out there.
Right. We're talking with Neville Kramer. He knows the Capitol building, and he knows about security.
Yeah.
And we're talking about how we're going to deal with this maybe in the future. So, Neville, what do we do? I mean, you know, you go back and look at some of the old films of the White House and the Capitol building, and people almost were able to wander almost right up to the door. You know, like back in the 30s and 20s and 40s and things like that. And maybe that was a little too lax, but people were more peaceful about it back then. Now, I'm afraid that you won't be able to get within a country mile of the Capitol building.
You can't get within a mile of the White House. You're absolutely right, Paul. But I have to tell you that personally what I see is that we have a breakdown in this country of communication with our politicians. This Capitol right now is filled with individuals who are self-centered. They're self-promoting. They have no interest in representing the people who sent them there. And for the most part, we're not talking about minority here. We're talking about the majority of people that are there on the House and Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I have instances where I've tried to contact my congressman. He wouldn't hear me talk about immigration, and I've got almost 30 years of experience in that business. So, I mean, when they're treating their constituencies the way they are, I have an idea that this is the beginning of things to come unless those people up there on Capitol Hill change their attitude toward their constituencies.
I think that's a good point. I think people are. They're absolutely, it's like, when I saw those people breaking in, as much as it made me sad and a little bit almost sick, you know. It was like a frustration that was breaking out from people. It's like,
exactly,
you are not doing anything for us. We need to be heard, and you don't listen.
Well, Paul, I mean, I wrote in the book, and I don't need to mention that, but I wrote, you know, solution to this problem, because remember Barack Obama, and this guy has trouble with his birth certificate and all the rest of it. I mean, why is this country, we put a man on the moon in 69, okay? I mean, if we can't come up with some kind of a system where we, not a national ID, but we have documentation that's issued to people, you know, when a baby's born, or naturalization certificates or whatever. Just let's figure out who's in the country, what they're doing in the country, and if people who have the right to vote, vote, and people who don't.
Right.
It's not rocket science, and we won't do it. We just keep putting this off and putting this off and putting it, and this is the result.
That's because there are people that don't want it to be done.
There are
people in Washington that don't want it. They don't want the IDs of these people. They don't want that kind of they don't want the security on the southern border. There are people that don't want it. I've talked with them on the show that there are some libertarians that don't think we should have a border at all. I remember talking with
that's true.
I was talking with somebody from the Libertarian Party. I said, "Are you kidding? Well, then why don't we just erase the border between Mexico and the United States then? Just erase it. Take a pencil and erase it." I mean, you don't want border protection. You don't want a wall. You don't want any security there. It drove me nuts, and I'm a libertarian. So there are people that don't want what you're talking about. We know that.
I just don't understand how we could be the greatest nation in the world and we perpetuate ineptitude in so many of these areas. I just don't understand why Congress isn't over there passing laws to fix some of these things.
Right.
They just won't do it. I and this is the frustration that they're going to begin to see. In fact, I'll tell you something, but I'll make a prediction. There's about a 50-50 chance that we're going to see some kind of serious change in our political process, either a third party or Rush Limbaugh. I'm sorry to say, he probably doesn't have much time left with us, and he has a tremendous audience. And we have the capacity to maybe have Trump or somebody get their own television station and begin to create a third party in this country.
Yeah. And, you know, go ahead. Yeah.
That's what we need. That's what we need, because right now the two parties have no competition, and we need competition in politics right now.
Donald Trump is almost being kind of kicked out of the White House, no matter how he leaves at this point. As far as the media is concerned, you know, he's being sent on his way, right? And it'll be like a good riddance thing in the media about him, okay? And there are, let's be honest, there are even Vice President Pence got a little bit upset with Trump because Trump said something about, why didn't Pence go up there and represent us, you know, in this certification process a little bit stronger, right? And Pence got angry with it. So, and we've got a bunch of people in Trump's administration that are kind of jumping overboard, you know, just a couple of weeks before the new inauguration. Somebody said, like rats on a ship, you know.
Yeah, rats on a sinking ship.
Yeah, why don't they wait? What's the bit, you know? So Trump looks like he's all by himself here at the end. I mean, do you think he can make a comeback?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I think he has a significant base that he can utilize, and that base is something
As a Republican?
I don't know what kind of Republican, but...
Would he just, create an independence and try to run as an independent?
Everybody says it will fail, but this guy has something with his base and with his money and with his fame that he could utilize better than anybody else in American history to create a third party.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
But how could he win? Because you know what will happen. He'll split the Republican vote. If you take all the Democrats who won't vote for him and pit them against two parties that might vote for him, how's he going to win? How would he ever win that?
Because what we don't know is how many people he would take into his third party from not only the Republicans but the Democrats.
But he's already got half the country against him, right? Half the voters. All you're doing is splitting the other half. He can't win. He can't win. See, that's the thing about it. As much as we can talk about Donald Trump, he would have to come back to the Republican Party and run.
Well, he could do that, but...
You think they would have him?
Good question.
I mean it.
Do you think they would have him? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I know, I don't mean to put you on the spot. In fact, we were talking more about... security for the Capitol, and what we can do now in the future. I mean, would you build some sort of a higher wall around the Capitol building, or do you think?
With all the money that the Capitol has, first of all, the smash windows in the Capitol. I mean, how dumb can that be? I mean, why don't we just put glass in there, that hurricane glass? That we do down here in Florida for in case of a hurricane.
That's true.
You're not going to take a stick and go break through the windows. So, and that's just the bottom floor. It's already very, very well secured. I mean, the only reason they got in there was because they got in through some crappy window that they had there. But the Capitol is a very secure building. I mean, if they had tried to get through the openings, through the doors and so forth, they would have been stopped. I think that the security collapsed because they didn't anticipate.
We didn't have enough.
They could have secured it.
We didn't have enough guards around the entranceway. Maybe at that point, huh?
Yeah, and with 200,000 or however many 100,000 people they had out there, like we said at the beginning, this is just a massive. Miscalculation as to what was going on around the Capitol.
Yeah. Wow. Neville, very interesting conversation with you, as always. I really appreciate your coming on, and we're going to be talking about this kind of thing for a while, so I look forward to it. Thank you so very much.
You bet. Congratulations again, Paul, and be safe out there. Have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to more times on the show, and I appreciate the invitation.
Always. Thank you, Neville. All right. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to get another perspective on this whole situation with the Capitol building, with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceraci.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning. Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Works. By the way, we come to you every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tan Talk Radio Network. And we are so happy you listen to us. But if you cannot listen to us live, thanks to Ed, we can assure you, you can still listen to the show. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Look up at the top. You'll see the button podcast. Click it. And there are all our shows. Ed puts all our shows up there chronologically. OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, our good friend Nancy Pelosi, never one to take a crisis and sit on it, has called for Trump's immediate removal from office by way of the 25th Amendment for inciting a violent riot at the Capitol Wednesday. She joins with our buddy Chuck Schumer over in the Senate in urging Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to remove Trump, calling him, quote, a very dangerous person who committed, quote, an act of sedition. Okay.
I told you before, nobody listened to me, but I just feel that Nancy is sweet on Donald.
I think she wants to bed him. That's
what I think. She can't get him out of her mind,
yeah,
you know?
I think you may be right about
that.
Yeah,
it's always Donald this, Donald that, yeah. And, you know?
She gets up there
and shakes her fist and...
It's a sexual thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, speaking of all things sexual and emotional, we got the master barber with us, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew... they're calling for either an impeachment or they're calling for a removal by the 25th Amendment. What say you?
Well, Paul, first of all, you got to realize that that was all set up, don't you?
It might be. How?
Yeah,
in what way?
Come on.
Okay,
They got 35 or 34 Antifa people supposedly they arrested. Number two, I've been with the Trump people since 2015. I got news for you. We don't scale walls, okay? We don't incite riots.
Don't you think that there could have been some nuts that were on the right side of, you know?
There might have been a couple, Paul.
Sure, of course there were.
Antifa, it was Antifa that got in there. Now, let me explain one thing to you. I have a customer that is retired Secret Service, okay? And he worked under Hillary Clinton, who he admitted how he hated and how she was. But anyway, I was talking with him yesterday, Paul, and he says, let me tell you something. That state capitol is tighter than a bull's behind. The only reason they got in there was because they were let in, Paul.
Really?
This was set up by the Democrats. Oh, yeah. No question about it. Okay? And if you don't I will tell you when you can come here and meet this guy and talk with him because he comes in once.
So Nancy was standing at the back door and she unlocked it and let him in?
She didn't unlock it. Like, Paul, it's a setup. Okay? They wanted this to happen so they can start this with Trump to try and get him out of there in a disgrace and everything else.
I will agree with you on one thing. I think they were giddy with glee when people started breaking in. I think this harumph by Schumer and Pelosi, of course, is hypocritical.
I mean, did you see the pictures of these guys? I've been around Trump people since 2015. I haven't seen one Trump supporter yet wear the Fred Flintstone Grand Poobah hat, okay? Inside the Capitol. You see the guy with the horns on his head?
Yes, indeed.
That's not a Trump supporter.
Yeah. Look, there's no question, no matter what, that 99% of those people were peaceful. They were there to display their feelings, and they had no intention of going into that Capitol building. There are always going to be the fringe that will do it, no matter whether they're pro-Trump or anti-Trump or any of that.
How come when Black Lives Matters and Antifa burned down half of Washington, we didn't hear nothing? Come on. Yeah, this is all proof of what's going on, Paul. It's to disgrace what they're trying to do to Trump. And you know what? It's all going to backfire on him because they're inciting a freaking revolution.
Yeah. Well, and you know another thing that all of this is doing? It's sort of, we're not talking about what happened in, for instance, in Georgia, where both of those Senate seats went Democrat. Now we've got basically the Congress and the White House in the hands of the Democrats. That's kind of scary.
We're screwed. Yeah. You know that. This is going to be the survival of the fittest, Paul.
Yeah. So,
there's no question about it in this country. And you know what's going to be great, Paul? Wait till the gas hits $4 a gallon. Everybody said, well, I didn't vote for this guy. I didn't know this was going to happen. Because you remember with Obama, when he was doing everything he did, all of a sudden nobody voted for this guy.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting right now. The stock market is up. Of course, that doesn't mean anything because tomorrow it can go down by 2,000 points.
Well, let me tell you something. They better get out of it now while they can.
Yeah.
Because once all this hits, the party is over. There's no question about it. And you know, Paul, it's all going to backfire on them. And you know what? The American people are going to realize what happened. Look at how these politicians are. Even the people on Trump's team, they're jumping off the ship like rats. You know why they're jumping off like rats? Because that's what they are, Paul. They are rats. They're two-faced.
Fair-weather friends.
Kelly, look at Kelly Loeffler the other way. The other night, he's campaigning for her. She's right on stage saying, I'm going to back Trump up. I'm going to oppose the confirmation. And what does she do the day later? She doesn't oppose the confirmation, does she?
Yeah, I mean, they were trying to get elected, and they were trying to do what was in their own personal...
But they're all a bunch of rats, Paul, and this is where you're going to be wrong about a third party.
Okay,
there's not going to be three parties. The Republican Party is going to have a demise. They won't be there, Paul.
Okay.
You are going to see the Patriot Party and the Democrat Party.
Yeah,
it'll actually be the Democrat Socialist Communist Party.
Yeah.
Okay? But you were right. Trump will pull this out of his head, and I believe you're totally wrong about a third. It will not be a third party.
Not a third party.
Well,
I didn't say he would join a third party. I just said that if there were three parties,
right,
including the Republican and Democratic Party, you're just going to split half the vote because half the people won't vote for Trump. The Democrats won't.
Let me tell you something. The old-time Democrats, when they see what's going on, and just like the old-time Republicans, Paul, they're dying off. This is a new breed.
We're talking
with both parties.
We're talking with the Master Barber. You can tell he's got a lot of thoughts on his mind about this. Andrew, I want to ask you, and be honest now, before the break-in, when you knew that Trump wanted to speak to these people in front of the Capitol building, because you and I have talked about how there should be, kind of a group march on Washington and do this and do that. Okay, so when you saw him starting to break into the Capitol, what were your emotions? Were your emotions all right, or were your emotions, oh, my God?
My emotions, Paul, was this is a setup right at the beginning.
Okay,
this is a setup at the beginning. I knew something was going to happen. There's no question about it.
Did you think there was going to be a break-in?
Well, let me tell you something. With the people that were there, if they wanted to storm the people in that Congress building and take them out, guess what? There wasn't enough security to do anything about it. A few people might have gotten killed, but they would have been all over those people like a bunch of red ants.
Yeah.
Should be your proof right there, Paul.
Paul, when I first saw them breaking into things, I saw how they were dressed. Those are not Trump people.
I don't think any of them were Trump people.
No, I'm not saying all of them, but the ones with the backpacks, the helmets, the riot gear that they were wearing. When did you go to a Trump rally last time and saw people in riot gear? Either they showed up for the wrong riot or whatever.
So you think there was an infiltration?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There is one guy that everybody has documented now. This is an anti-Trump BLM activist. He got inside the Capitol building. He said he was there to document the event. He's an African-American. Mm-hmm. Got a picture of him here. an anti-Trump activist who once said he wanted to, quote, rip the president out of office, entered the Capitol building Wednesday alongside a mob of pro-Trump protesters, but said he was just there to document it. So there was at least one clearly anti-Trump, Antifa-type guy in there. But there were, like that woman that got shot, for instance, which was terrible, that she was apparently unarmed, right?
Right.
She wasn't black, Paul, because right. If they were, Washington would be on fire right now.
Would be interesting. I'll tell you why I don't think that would happen, because they would have considered her a black conservative. It's not the color
right,
of her
true.
Skin. It's what party, what affiliation she has.
I mean,
conservative blacks are given the same back of the hand by the media. Believe me, the black back of the hand by the media as white conservatives, maybe more so, because they're now they're Uncle Toms. They're traitors. See?
Yeah, because when somebody gets shot by an unarmed person, we've got riots and businesses are being burned.
Of course. Yeah. And that's minor detail to the media, right?
I just posed a question out here. Think of this. Where would we be today? What would today look like today if the election went the other way?
Oh, Washington would have been burned down by now.
Do you think there'd be more than one riot going on?
No, they'd be all over the country.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, let's be honest. They would be.
What more is there to talk about?
Especially if there was a dispute and it went in Donald Trump's favor,
yeah.
And he ends up winning the presidency in disputed states. There would have been no question about it. So, absolutely. And when we talked with Neville Kramer just before you came on, Andrew, I said about the color of their skin situation and how this would have affected. All of this. It's just crazy. The whole thing is crazy.
It's going to get better, Paul. I got news for you. If people think 2020 was bad, I think they're in for a rude awakening.
So let's turn to, of course, Joe Biden gets in front of a camera, and he's absolutely so outraged, and immediately wants to blame Donald Trump. But then he doesn't quite say he should be impeached or the 25th Amendment should be levied. But here's a guy, he's about to take office. He's going to actually have control of the House and the Senate, technically, because in the Senate, his vice president breaks the tie. I'm wondering if he's actually a little worried about that, because he's actually going to have to make a decision on some pretty strange legislation that may cross his desk.
He's not going to know nothing about it, Paul. I got news for you.
Okay.
This is going to put an X over here.
His wife.
Can you imagine if they try to use the 25th Amendment on Trump right now, what they're going to do with this mamalouk?
Yeah. I'm wondering if the Democrats would find a way to impeach him so they get Kamala Harris in there right away.
Use
the 25th Amendment. Use the 25th Amendment
months.
On him.
4 months.
4 months?
I give him. That's it.
Okay. I tell you what. Oh, what a world.
Getting better every day.
I tell you what, it really is. Andrew, thank you so much, my friend. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to talking with you again on Monday.
You got it, buddy. Be good.
All right, sir. All right, there you go. Let's take our quick break. When we come back, among other things, we're going to tell you the top 10 metro areas people moved to last year.
Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop, in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the TAN Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney radio show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question, get an answer, free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Works, and we thank you so very much for being with us on this Friday. Well, before we get into our top 10, and we're going to talk a little bit with Big Ed about the NFL playoffs start this weekend. The U.S. economy shed 140,000 jobs last month. It's the first decline in 7 months. That's kind of interesting, right? Right at the end of the year. And it declines as a surge in COVID nationwide triggered a fresh wave of shutdowns. So apparently the shutdowns have made their mark. The unemployment rate held steady at about 6.7%. Now, that's still pretty low if you think about it. That's almost like 93% of us are working.
Well, I was thinking the loss of jobs would have to be Trump's fault.
Well,
because
indeed.
When the jobs are up, they don't let him take credit for it.
Correct.
He's only allowed to take credit for the decline.
There you go, reading the media again. And yes. I told you not to read the media. Because that's all they're going to tell you. All right, enough of that. We got some football. And it'll take our mind off what's going on in politics to some extent. So, Ed, we have our beloved Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady, going into the playoffs. Are they playing this weekend? If so, whom?
They are playing this weekend. They are playing Saturday night at 8 o'clock, 8:15.
Oh, they are. Actually. Oh, that's a good time to play. I like that. Yeah. Who are they playing?
You don't know.
The Washington Football Club.
Yes.
I love it. I just wanted you to say it. I wanted you
the
to say
the Washington Football Club.
I wanted
Club.
You to say the Redskins, and then I would have corrected
no,
you. No,
no,
okay, you wouldn't say that.
I don't want to get fined or whatever it is they do to you if you, you know, if you don't say the correct name.
Okay, so it's now called the Washington Football
Although
Club.
Although, if you watch Good Morning Football on Sunday morning with Dave Wanstead, who used to be the Bears coach,
I remember him.
He said Washington Redskins about three times. Before somebody in his ear finally said, "Stop saying Redskins!"
Yeah,
because he went and the Redskins. I didn't know the Washington.
Yeah. Quick note: I went to Marquette University. They were called the Warriors. Well, they had to change their name to the Golden Eagles. But for the first two or three years, I couldn't help saying Marquette Warriors.
Why? That would be a good name for Washington. Washington Warriors.
Now,
that,
how can you use Warriors now?
They had to change it because of that.
Marquette dropped the name Warriors. I thought it was ridiculous. Because I didn't think it was a negative imagery of Native Americans. However, they did change it to the Golden Eagles, yes.
You know, if I was Yona, I'd just change it and say, if you don't like it, don't buy it.
Right, right.
Don't buy the tickets, don't buy the merchandise.
So, goodbye. So anyway, are we going to beat the Washington Football Club?
Well, I'll tell you what. If they lose, I'm taking the rest of the year off because it's not going to change. I mean, on paper, it should be a high-scoring blowout because Washington... I mean, Alex Smith, the quarterback, is comeback player of the year with the leg and everything like that, being out for 2 years broken. But he's just not he's got the same leg. The calf is hurt, so he's not moving around well on it. And they really don't have a running game to speak of. The wide receivers are and listen, they're 7-9 and they barely got in. They got in by default almost.
Yeah, they have a losing record. Are they playing it in Tampa?
Yeah, no, that's in Washington.
Will that be a factor?
It doesn't matter. The guy we got playing quarterback, he has a little experience in playing in cold weather.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point. If we play Green Bay in the NFC Championship, Tom Brady will at least be adaptable to that.
If the Saints win against the Bears at home, Bucks win, the Bucks will travel to Green Bay.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited in a way. I am.
I am too, because it's six games in 2 days to watch. So turn
That'll
your phones
keep you
off.
Busy.
You know, power up the remote, fresh batteries.
Right.
You know.
And stop listening to politics for
Send
a while.
The wife somewhere else.
There you go.
Give her a card, let her go shopping.
Yeah.
Yarn barn, wherever.
Yeah, you'll have no money left, but you'll have had a nice weekend of football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's time for our top 10, Ed.
Pies
you have to
potpourri.
Get over. Yeah. We'll get over to the drums, if you would. These are the top 10 metro areas with the highest move-ins, move-in rate. And guess what? United Van Lines did it. So they kind of, what they do is they measure the number of people moving in versus moving out of that metro area, okay? So the highest moving in as opposed to the number moving out. Are you ready? Here we go. Number 10. Fort Collins, Colorado in 2020 was the 10th highest move-in. 64% moved in, 36% moved out. Okay, number 9. Nashville, Tennessee. 64% moved in, 36 out. Number 8. And this one we've heard a lot about, this town. I've never been there. I'm going to have to visit it just because Austin, Texas. 65% move in, 35% move out. Number 7. Melbourne, Florida. Where's Melbourne?
Down
in the southeast.
East Coast?
Yeah,
East Coast.
It is, I think, yeah. And they had a 66% move-in rate, all right?
That's where the money is, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of money moved down there in the southeast of Florida. Number 6, Knoxville, Tennessee. Knoxville, right on the eastern edge of that great state of Tennessee, 67% move-in rate. Number 5, just south of us at Fort Myers, Florida. Mm-hmm. 69% move-in rate in Florida. You knew that Florida's going to have a few in here.
And so right. North Carolina's got to be in there somewhere, but good.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. Where are we? Number 4, Huntsville, Alabama. Now, that's a big, military area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tech going on in Huntsville. They have 70% move-in rate.
Wow.
Yeah. Number 3. Boise, Idaho, 75% move-in rate. What are they going to Boise for, do you think?
Potatoes.
Oh, thank you. That must be it. All right, number 2.
They got great taters out there.
They do. Okay. They do, actually. Number 2 is Sarasota, Florida. Sarasota is just a few miles south of us. 78% move-in rate.
That's an elderly population in Sarasota.
Well, so they don't move out because they die?
Well, places like New York is law. Once you turn 65, you have to move to Florida. They'll come
That's
get you
true.
If you don't.
Yes, indeed. All right, Ed, we're at number 1. Do you have any idea where it is?
I'm going to say North Carolina, something like Asheville, maybe Raleigh, something like that.
I'm going to give you a big yes on this one.
Really? Wow.
Roll the drum. Or do you already roll it? It's Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay.
You're right.
A lot of country out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why are they moving to Wilmington?
They want to get the hell out of all the busybody noise and traffic.
The quiet?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right. All right, my friends. Thank you for joining us. We will be back on Monday. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. And do remember, freedom works.